Welcome to the Doghouse, MotoGP and World Superbike. We're very, very busy this past week. MotoGP had their shakedown testing and Sepang, and World Superbike had Jerez and Niagara Falls. And we're going to talk about why God has given up on World Superbike.
Who hasn't given up on World Superbike?
Well, finally, God did. God said, no more. I've had enough of this.
I know I'm totally jumping the gun. But there was somebody I was reading, and now the name totally escaped me, that they were supposed to have a team and they couldn't get it together for the test, so they were just like, you're out. It's somebody who's coming over from GP. I don't know why that's doing that.
Someone who's coming over from GP?
Yeah, I don't know.
Trying to think who it would be. I know someone's coming over from Moto 2. I know someone's going from Moto 2 into World Superbike.
I don't know.
Dixon. Dixon's going over from Moto 2.
No, it wasn't Dixon. It was.
Okay. That's the only one I can think of that's going.
No, they're forming their own team and they couldn't get the.
Oh, maybe they didn't get all their paperwork or whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't think they got all their financing and they were like, nope.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, I don't remember who that was. I guess we can kind of quick go through Supercross.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, the only thing I can say about Supercross is they need to like freeze the season right where it is. Take Deegan, put him in the 450s, and stop this BS going on. It's really the 250s. Deegan does not belong in the 250s. It's ridiculous the way it's going. It's kind of like it makes the 250s, which was my favorite one to watch. It makes it my least favorite to watch now.
Yeah, and. You know, I don't know. 450s is just who stays up.
You know, I'm actually enjoying the way the 450 is going because it was. I like the fact that nobody really wants to really win in the 450s. It's like, you know, when Cooper Webb, who has been pretty much absent, when he wins an overall, which he did this weekend. And he did that by getting what? Did he got
second, third, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, something I can't remember.
I would have to pull it up, and I'm not even going to waste my time.
I think he had a fifth, a second, yeah, and a second and a first,
second, fifth, or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it was yeah, and it was like, you know, to me that was the only thing that was entertaining at all, and it was marginally entertaining at that. Here's what I want to see. Here's the only thing I care about Supercross. I want to see Jet and Deegan race together because they're both spoiled brats.
Yeah.
They're both both of their heads are so inflated.
Way bigger
Yeah, I think it would be like death match. I would love to see it. Right. I thought we'd see that with Jet and Tomac, but it never really because when Jet was taken off, Tomac was sinking. Right. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was too big of an age gap.
Yeah, and you know Deegan and there, I mean, there's a bit of an age gap, but not much between Jet and him, right?
No.
And but I mean, in the 450s right now, it's just kind of like the consistency is just absolutely horrible right now. It's just like the 450s. This is what you get when you don't have Jet in there, right? Which I think kind of pushes everybody. Yeah. And that's what you get when you have Deegan in the 250s. So I don't know if there's plans for him to go to 450, but they need to make him right now.
He's going to 450s in motocross, and then
he goes
over, right?
And then he will go. Okay.
This was all part of that too many riders in on the factory Yamaha team.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, so for the sake of before we get into the 250 East, right, just give Deegan the trophy and end it. Just end it. You know, here's the trophy. Here's the trophy. You know, we'll play music during the, you know, we have a contract. We have to, you know, provide broadcast signal.
Show me qualifying for the KTM juniors.
Yeah, exactly. Do something that I care about.
I saw one article and I've been trying to research whether or not it was bullshit or not. Right. I've read an article 2 days ago, and it was like one of those ones you find on your phone, you know, like the selected news. And it was that Bubba Stewart is planning on making several wild card runs this season.
Why?
Yeah, that number one, A, why? You're old. You're going to be broken. B, I know this. I am old. I break all the time. B, I don't want to remember you like I remember Chad Reed. Like,
yep.
Villopoto came back and got his ass whooped. Yeah. Dungy, yeah. Too.
Yeah.
Right? Stay retired.
Oh, Dungy did a lot better than Villopoto.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, stay retired.
Yeah stay retired. And you know something? I don't think he's coming back because he thinks has a chance to win. I am sure that someone said, we will pay you X dollars to go back and run a few races.
$10 million to race at Glendale.
Yeah, so here's a big pot of sponsorship money you can do what you want. And he's, you know. And so he said, yeah, hell, I'll go back and get my ass handed to me as long as I get the check first.
I'll wait for the crowd.
Yeah, right, yeah. You know, Sign autographs.
Now, if the article had read, James Stewart's organizing an old-timers race or a legends race, I'm in. Right, maybe. Just for the nostalgia aspect.
Maybe. But does Christian Craig qualify?
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. That could be like the slowest race ever.
Well, then Jason Anderson's in it too.
Yes, that's right. Well, he would be the favorite in that.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But anyways, I kind of enjoyed 450 because you know I'm hardcore web wagging. And to watch,
oh, I mean, and to watch I did Webb enjoy, I did enjoy the 450s. I did enjoy the 450s. I didn't enjoy the 250s, but the 450s I enjoyed. I like it the way that it is, but it's kind of meaningless. I told you the reason this is going the way it's going is so the Jet can come back, win out, and win
I'm
the championship.
I think you're right.
That's what it's set up for.
As Team Hashtag Webwagon, this is going to be Webb's last chance to get that fourth championship.
Maybe.
Probably.
He's already supposed to be done. So I don't believe these people ever truly retire.
Saying, if everything is falling together like this, this is the kind of season he wins the championship. He's never been dominant in his championship season.
I'm going to stick with my theory that this is all rigged, okay? And that they're going to make sure that nobody gets far ahead enough in points that Jet can't come back and win the championship. So that's what's going on. Right, basically here. They're dealing out the points like this. You get some points. You get some points. Oprah comes in and says, "You get 10 points, and you get 10 points, and you get 10 points." It's all about keeping Jet
and that the last race, Jet wins by 5 points on four different people, and it's the closest season we've ever had.
Exactly. That's what it looks like, and my guess is that Deegan, being the bad boy that he is, doesn't really care about rules and everything. It's like, yeah, sure, I'm all in. And then he goes out and he wins all the races. He doesn't care.
All right. I think that was enough in that. Let's get into the testing.
I know you don't.
My skin, so I stay awake.
I know you don't like. Well,
why don't we
testing.
Talk about the big elephant in the room?
Which one is that?
That you were right, and Pecco Bagnaia.
Oh, the Warren's not here. You mean the Warren's not here?
Uh-huh. Oh, I forgot about that. Yes. That you were right. And Pecco Bagnaia 2027 is going to Ducati.
Going to Ducati?
You didn't see that?
Well, going to Ducati in World Superbike?
No. I mean, not Pecco Bagnaia. Pedro Acosta.
Acosta. I told you. I told you all along. That was going to happen.
I was saying the wrong foreigner. Yeah.
Right.
That's what happened.
But since you mentioned that, there was a lot of talk going on at Sepang about Pecco Bagnaia and where he was going to land, and Quartararo. It was like silly season, preseason. I've never seen such kind of type like this before.
I have not gotten to catch up on everything. It's been
okay. So I'll tell you the things that I know. Well, let me get rid of World Superbike first of all. So I had mentioned, you know, in the lead in to the show that, you know, God has given up on World Superbike. So God said, this season is a complete waste of my time. Ratsgediaglu has already said Bula is going to win every race. He's going to win everything. He said the only thing he doesn't win is if he falls off the bike. Otherwise, he wins. He's got two choices. You win or you wreck, right, for Bulaga. He said there's no one even close to him. That's Ratsgediaglu's take, right? And God said, you're absolutely right. I already know who's going to win all the rest of the races, so why am I even watching it? It might as well rain all the way through preseason, and that's exactly what it's done. They've had four testing sessions at two tracks and it rained the entire time.
Where are they testing?
They were at Jerez a week and a half, 2 weeks
it
ago.
Never rains in Jerez. That's like practically a desert.
And then they were at, now I'm going to forget where they were this past weekend.
Jerez.
No, I can't. I can't remember. They were Jerez, and then after Jerez, they were at. God, getting old sucks. But anyway, they had four sessions. It rained all four sessions. God said, "Here, I don't care. I'm just going to rain on you guys. Nobody cares. No one's going to pay attention to this." So we don't know. We don't know anything up, on the World Superbike side, whether or not anybody's made any progress at all on any of the bikes. Thank you, Portimao. And they. So World Superbike testing has been a complete nothing. They're going to be in Australia, I think, for their last testing session in 2 weeks, and then they start off right in Australia after that. I think we actually have a doubles weekend, just so you know, Phil, the first opening week of the world. Yes. And then, yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go finish
it. Well, I was just going to say, so that was what that's all about. It looks like this could potentially be, at the worst time for the series, by the way, the most boring season ever. It could literally be a walk away.
So before the show, I said something to Ken about, I read an article where some former MotoGP rider isn't going to be racing World Superbike because he couldn't get his S together with his team, right? Couldn't get his shit together. Nothing worked out. That was, I believe that was Andre Iannone. Now that I think about it, I think it was Andre Iannone.
Okay. Like
Crazy Joe. I have a note on my desk that says Crazy Joe. Oh, so I wouldn't have wrote Crazy Joe for no reason.
Yeah, because he was supposed to go to World Superbike. That is correct. So,
right. And I believe he was supposed to have his own team. If I remember what I read a month ago or so. So long ago.
Well, you know something? I mean, that if you're at more or less an ex MotoGP racer, you probably have the funds. You could fund a World Superbike team, but not a MotoGP team, right? So that it all adds up in a way.
Yeah.
But maybe he ran out.
I just found it. Luckily, my voice thing picked it up. So his Can-Am Racing.
Like Can-Am?
With an I after the A. Can-Am.
Like Can-Aim? Can-Aim?
Can-Am.
Cain between. Okay. Okay. I got you. I'm following you now. Can-Am. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't deserve funding for that.
Like a month and a half ago, I read something, maybe 2 months ago, I read something about them putting in, giving them a deadline to put in that paperwork and everything. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I guess they missed it. I don't know what that means. They just.
Does that mean they're out for the season or out for the opening round?
What it says is he's not officially registered, that they canceled his registration.
Oh, that sounds like that's a season long issue if that happens.
Yeah, there's been no response.
It's like losing your license in a way.
Well, I'm guessing. No, it looks like they reached out to him. They're like, you got to have the bucks to do this or not, or you got to have the team to do this or not. And he hasn't gotten back to him. So they took that as a no.
Can't blame
him. So, anyways, all right, continue.
Who knows? In his sleep, God might have said, I don't care what World Superbike, I'm not going to get your money to you. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer nobody likes World Superbike.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff going on in MotoGP. They had probably the worst attended ever shakedown test prior, and I think there were only three or four teams that were involved in it. Dominated by Aprilia primarily. So they were using it, I guess, primarily as a real shakedown test. So they needed it. And then this past weekend, they were in Sepang. And that was actually interesting. I watched some of the Sepang testing. Looks like Honda's definitely made a step up. At least an overall step up, but they still seem like they have grip problems. Mm-hmm. Looks like Joan Mir is very, very happy, but of course he always is till his first flight. Aprilia look pretty good, look pretty fast, but it's kind of meaningless at this point, you know, because nobody's revealing anything. They're still playing around with aero and things like that. So it's very meaningless. Alex Marquez was very fast on the 2026 Ducati, so he seems like he's very, very happy. It'd be interesting if he actually is real competition for his brother this year.
I also saw Bagnaia saying the new bike doesn't have the problems the old bike has, and he feels he's going to be faster.
He doesn't even know what the new bike is yet, because apparently they haven't even decided on the front aero yet, but they have three choices on the front aero, and they're going to wait to see all the data that came in from this, and then they'll do it. He may hate the new front aero. But Bagnaia already knows he's done after the 2026 season. He won't be renewed. He won't get a contract for 2027. There's talks about him going a variety of different places. It's unlikely now that he will go to Honda, which was one of the leading contenders. And the reason is what was being talked about nonstop this weekend in Sepang. And that was, looks like Quartararo is going to go to Honda.
I'm not going to lie and say I never saw that coming.
I wouldn't have predicted it because of Honda's situation, but maybe he's seen some things that made him think, well, apparently, and this is just rumor, so I can't back this up with the facts, that he, in his contract that he signed, remember, which was the biggest contract ever signed in MotoGP when he signed it, that for his renewal, the renewal clause in there said that he had to remain the highest paid rider in MotoGP in order for them to exercise that renewal clause in the contract. Well, apparently they said, no, we can't do that because Marquez signed this big-ass contract, but nobody knows the amount with Ducati, right? Keep him there through 28.
Sure, Quartararo people do, because they're like, yeah, we need more than that.
Oh, I'm sure they have a pretty good idea, but whatever it is, it was enough for Yamaha to say, there's no way we can do that. And it's like, well, you wrote a contract like this. And they said, oops. And so Quartararo has been getting, like, you know, courted by a number of different teams, HRC, Aprilia, yada, 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 yada. And it sounds like the betting odds are right now on him going to Honda in 2027. The one way that might work is because 2027 is kind of a wild card. Nobody really knows because, right, there's all new motors. They're getting rid of a bunch of the aero is going away in 2027. Much stricter rules. So it could be to Honda's advantage, but you know what? They pay you enough money. Do you really care? Right?
And that's Ken's motto.
Well, you think about that. He went to Yamaha probably the worst when Yamaha was looking like they were totally lost. Well, he did that all, you know, because of the money, right? So,
I mean, he's actually the first rider you can fully respect. Like, I'll get on the worst bike for the most money.
Well, you're not going to ride forever, so you might as well bank as much as you can. Yeah. It's got to last you.
Like, I want to get on a bike where I can win a championship.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to get on a bike where I can bank cash.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, Quartararo's already got his championship. He did win a championship, so then no one's going to be able to take that away from him. So he's got that. And he can say, well, then after you do that, the next thing is to make money, because you know that's what these guys all do, right? They make tons of money after they win a championship. So, but the discussions were about Bagnaia had mentioned Honda, but that talk seems to be quieting down because it looks like it'll be Quartararo unless they can't come to terms, and then it could be Bagnaia. To me, it would be kind of entertaining to see Jorge Martin and Bagnaia race on Aprilia together.
You would enjoy that one.
I would enjoy that. I would enjoy that. And Jorge Martin did not participate in Sepang, but he is coming back for Buriram, which is the final test before the season starts at the end of the month. So that's what he claims. That's what they're shooting for, Jorge Martin to come back. Does it really matter? No, because his teammate will beat the crap out of him every time. His teammate is demonstrably the fastest guy it's been on Aprilia ever, right? So I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think it's a very promising season for him. And Bagnaia, the interesting thing this season is going to be that this is definitely, at least on a factory team, it's his last time he's going to be on a factory Ducati. So it's kind of like win it or bin it this season for him. And he seems to be capable of doing either one anytime he wants. So
do you think he's going to end up on the satellite Ducati?
No, because they're all young people. I don't think he will. I don't know what will happen with if Alex Marquez moves right somewhere. But now that he got the thing is going to be that if he's got a bike capable of winning the championship. So it's kind of like do it or not. I mean, he's on the 2026, he's getting full factory support. You know, you've got DJ Antonio on a full factory support on VR46.
Yeah.
Also on the 2026 bike. I don't think, those guys aren't going anywhere unless they choose to, right? And Fabio said he wouldn't go anywhere unless it was a factory seat. He said that. So,
but what I was just thinking is if you're Ducati on your satellite team, you got arguably the other two guys who can podium every week.
Yeah. Potentially.
Right? In 2027, right? You're going to have Mark Marquez, Pedro Acosta, Alex Marquez, and then you have the chance to throw Bagnaia in there. You're not getting Quartararo, right?
No, you're not getting Quartararo. That's almost a certain they're not going to get Quartararo. Right, but you know something?
Put him on a factory.
They can't now, right?
Right.
If you're
satellite, you're Ducati, and you got your satellite team, putting Bagnaia there pretty much guarantees you're sweeping a lot of podiums.
I don't know that saying that, you know, you never know with the Bagnaia. I mean, I think his pipes are drained. I can't imagine anybody that would legitimately pick him to win, you know, even one race this season, to be honest with you. He hasn't shown it, right? The guy has become the difference between Bagnaia and Casey Stoner. Casey Stoner whined all the time, but he backed it up by winning. Bagnaia whines all the time and he falls off the bike or he just has horrible performances.
I was just thinking, you've had a couple season ending Mark Marquez injuries.
Yep.
Right.
You have. So, and by the way, Marquez wrecked in the test this weekend.
Yeah. So,
which is his first time on the bike.
That, like, if you can go in with four strong riders, then if one wrecks or one goes out for the season, you still have three at them podium sweeps. That's all I'm saying.
I think there's too many other people in there that are more likely to get that third position on the podium. That's just the way I look at it. I think Bezzecchi is a much better pick for a podium.
Yeah, but Bezzecchi's on a Ducati, so that's not a threat.
No, but I'm saying I think that's going to be your podium that you're looking at.
DJ and Antonio.
Bezzecchi's not on a Ducati. He's on an Aprilia.
That's right.
Yeah. So he is a threat for Ducati. But, you know, I just think there's just too much. I mean, Alex Marquez is a better pick, right, for that third position. The guy was second, I'm not saying he isn't, but one guy
goes down. Now it's who's in fourth.
I don't think it's Bagnaia. I could be wrong. Believe me, I could be wrong. Maybe he's having a rebirth, but he's still married, so I know that what that does to you. Better than most. And I still think that I think he's not a top five. I don't think he's a top five racer anymore. Okay. I think that ended. That's done. And that's just the way I see it right now. Do I think he has one or two good races a season in him? Yeah, but that's not much. The rest of the time, he's not even on the podium. Bezzecchi's good. He's talented. Aprilia, unless they took a step back, they're going to be competitive this season. I just, you know, Alex Marquez has got many podiums in it. Pedro Acosta, you know, he's a threat, you know, even though it's, you know, not right now, but he's going to be there. So, yeah, in any case, I don't know. There's also a possibility Bezzecchi goes to World Superbike that Bagnaia does, because in the interview this weekend, Bagnaia said he's had a lot of people interested in talking to them. That to me could mean, who knows, factory Ducati ride in World Superbike, maybe?
Yep, or Moto America.
Yeah, that's a pretty big leap, but... You know,
I don't know. I'm just.
When was the last time we had a world? We had a MotoGP champion in Moto America. When?
Don't give me that stuff.
Well, the only time we've had a MotoGP champion in Moto America, and if I go back to when it was an AMA Superbikes, was before they went to the world.
Yeah, that's
right. That's all I can think of. It's like, you know, you got Rainey, you got Ben Spies, you got Nicky Hayden. There's plenty, but they were.
Spies was a world superbike.
There's never been a MotoGP. The answer is there's never been a MotoGP champion competing in Moto America or AMA Superbike.
Yeah.
So I
have to figure that out.
Anyway. If there Kenny Roberts would have been the only other, I would have thought if someone had done that, it would have been Kenny Roberts, but I don't think so.
Freddie Spencer, I'm pretty sure it's not happened afterwards or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not to win a championship, but
yeah.
Anyways. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of talk going on, and you know, it keyed on primarily talk about Bagnaia and Quartararo, but there's talk about a lot of other people that nobody really cares about. And where are they going to be? Because apparently, you know, of the top riders in the series, only Marc Marquez is locked up. And that's only because Ducati was worried they were going to lose him to HRC.
Yeah.
So,
which means, you know, HRC's throwing the bucks.
Yeah, they're throwing the bucks. That's why I think they talk about Quartararo. Because Ducati's
like, I have a championship bike here for you to make more money with. And if you're worried about HRC, it's because HRC's like, I have a blank check that you just fill out yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm sure that there's very few organizations that could spend more money on a single rider than HRC.
Yeah.
Even Ducati to pay the money they had to pay Marquez. Yeah, that's huge money for Ducati. For HRC, it's not.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But anyway, so it's, I mean, this could be a horrible season all around, right? If Marquez picks up from where he is, and there isn't somebody that's actually stepped up noticeably, got to be his brother, in my opinion, as things stand right now. His brother was fast in the tests, but that doesn't mean that much. It's entertaining to watch, and at least shows they haven't lost anything because the speeds were good. But you know, other than that, nothing that really stuck out to me. Bezzecchi's fast. Yeah, I kind of expected that. Nothing surprising. Honda, when they don't wreck, it's a surprise. So the fact that literally no Honda's wrecked in the Sepang test. Oh, and I said, so wow, they've taken AI a step up.
Generated image as a wreck.
Yeah, probably. yes. Yes. At the point where Johann Mir flies, put him back on the bike and continue.
Put a cord on him so that he can bungee back to it.
So I'm actually more interested in other people this season than I am actually at the top of the, you know, I'm interested in seeing how, you know, is Honda seems to be there. They seem to be very happy. Of course, that's what you always say before the first wreck, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll see how it goes. I think Alex Marquez may be the guy to really watch this season. I really think he may be the rider to watch.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not ready to make my prediction yet.
Just to watch. I'm not predicting him to win anything, but I'm just saying he's got the bike under him now that people said, well, he was riding an older bike last season. Well, now he's going to be on a roughly equivalent bike. I mean, obviously there's some differences, but he should be more competitive, all things being equal, right?
You would think.
And apparently everybody seems to be happy that Ducati has improved since last year. So we'll see.
All right, this has been the Doghouse here on NTN Radio, Spotify. Follow us on Spotify. If you're on Spotify, that's where you're listening. Give us a like. Throw a comment up. You can be like, Ken's ugly. Whatever. I don't care.
And we're also in a million other places. So if you're not on Spotify, you can get us on Apple Music. You can get us everywhere. Google,
yeah,
Google
throw Podcasts. A like up. We're trying to figure out where people are listening from. That'd be helpful. Because you always get a notification.
Yeah. All right. Click on the subscribe button.
Yeah, subscribe. Yeah, follow,
slam like. That subscribe button. Yeah. Yeah, give us a like.
Give us a like.
We have never been liked. So we don't know what that's like.